Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
We are very glad you could be with us this week on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
All the way from Houston, Texas, it's The Sound.
I'll be talking to an old friend, Les Butler, will be the guest on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
Some new CDs, one by Tanya Rose and one by Johnson Edition.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Singing News.
We went to the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. mentioned, we heard Glory Way Quartet sing, and we will have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And what about the archive?
From a couple of years ago, Mark 209 sang at the beautiful Graceland Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. We have exclusive video on today's show.
Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Daywind recording artist Joseph Habedank has signed with the Harper Agency. Joseph sang with the Perrys for 10 years, and he's written many charting songs. Matt Deibler is leaving the Inspirations to concentrate on his full-time position as Minister of Music at Calvary Baptist Church in Statham, Georgia. Roland Kesterson will be the new lead vocalist for the Inspirations. New quartet Redemption's Promise features veterans Chuck Pettyjohn, Shannon Yates, David Emery, and Paul Hyde. The group is currently recording a 12-song collection of hymns. Chapel Valley Records has signed Southern Gospel trio Surrendered. Their newest radio single is What Kind of a Man, and they will be recording a new album with Chapel Valley. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoop's digital magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. And, you know, being in South Carolina, we're a whole lot closer to Pigeon Forge than what we used to be. We've been over to the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. A lot of great singers there. And Glory Way Quartet was there. I believe you have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Great to be back. Here's our latest radio single called He Took It Away. And I'm glad he took away my sin, my shame, and made me a fit vessel for heaven. I hope you are, too. Here we go.
Once I was burdened with life's heavy load, running in darkness down sin's lonesome road. But then I met Jesus, and he made it right. He took my burden, and he gave me the light.
He took it away.
He took it away. And I am forgiven. And now I can say that I bear it no more. He gave me mercy when I was unworthy. Praise God above in the sweet name of love. He took it away.
Oh, yes, he took it away.
Yeah. Move over, Moses. Make room for me. Cause I'm headed homeward. His face I shall see. We'll sing together. What angels can't say.
I was a sinner, and he took it away.
He took it away.
He took it away. And I am forgiven. And now I can say that I bear it no more.
He gave me mercy.
He gave me mercy when I was unworthy. Praise God.
Every year to the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, Glory Way Quartet did a great job that night.
Yes, they did. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Billy Blackwood. Billy sings in the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, and his birthday is on April 7.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more singing from the Creekside Gospel Music Convention coming up. But first, Gene has been listening to some new music.
Testimony is a new CD by Johnson Edition. It was produced by Jonathan Martin and Danny Crawford. The CD features songs written by many of today's Southern Gospel songwriters, as well as the classic I Surrender All. My favorite is called Love You Through the Scars. That's Testimony by Johnson Edition.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today.
North Metro Gospel Singing presents the Browders and the His Songs at Elizabeth Baptist Church in Marietta, Georgia on April 12 at 7 p.m.
If you're looking for a concert near you, check out the search engine at gospelgigs.com. It's very easy to use. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Sound was originally a quartet based out of Houston, Texas. Throughout the 1980s, The Sound's lineup contained many Southern gospel artists. From 1990 to 1992, The Sound became a trio with Rob Mills as the lead singer. For 25 years, The Sound was a retired name, but in 2017, Rob acquired the name and started his own group with his two sons, Levi and Jacob. Levi is 20 and Jacob is 19. They're youthful, talented, and they have a passion for God's music. All three are musicians as well as singers, which is an attribute that's a regular feature at their live performances. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thesound.org.
From the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, more singing by Glory Way Quartet up next on Gospel Music Today.
I'm glad I know a man who can do anything. Listen to this great old song. Here we go.
And I can't take a heart that's broken and make it over again.
But I know a man who can.
And I can't take a soul that's been sick and wash it white as the snow.
But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend.
That no one loves you and that your life is out of hand.
But I know a man who can.
Now I can't walk. I can't walk upon the water and I can't calm the raging sea. Oh, but I. And I know a man who can. And I can't pulse blighted eyes to be open, or the lame to get up and walk again. Oh, but I know of a man who can.
Call him Savior.
I can't walk upon the water, and I can't call.
Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Les Butler. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke to Les Butler of Butler Music Group, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with me, Les Butler, and Les, we want to welcome you to Gospel Music Today.
Ken, thanks for having me. It's just Monday, but it's busy, isn't it?
It is. This has become it's always been a very big event, and here in Pigeon Forge, it's grown into even bigger.
Quite the spectacular event, it really is. Mm-hmm. This is, as they say, the granddaddy of them all, and aptly stated.
We want to talk about the Old Time Preachers Quartet, we've heard so much about. But this is Les Butler's 40th anniversary in broadcast.
Very blessed, for sure.
Yeah.
I started the first weekend in October, so as of this recording, I'm about a week away from the 40th anniversary, the start of year number 41. And I started in the Southern Gospel Mecca of the United States, Chicago. And I was there for several years, then in Florida for several years, and then about half of the 40 years with the Solid Gospel Radio Network. And then the last few years with Les Butler and Friends syndicated radio show. So 40 years, and it has blown by.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about the early days, Sylvia. Your desire was to be a broadcaster.
It
not
was.
Necessarily in the world of gospel music.
No, not really. I just, the first thing that really kind of stoked my interest was, I'm a big Chicago Cubs baseball fan. And back in the day on WGN, they broadcast literally every single Chicago Cub baseball game.
Yeah.
And so I would come in from school, and they always had day games then. That was before the lights at Wrigley Field. So it would be almost done, but I would get home in time to watch maybe the last three innings. So I would turn the volume down on our black and white TV. I had a Sears Kenmore cassette recorder. I'd get like the Hammond Times or the Chicago Tribune. I'd have it there beside me. And so I would call the last few innings and record it on a cassette. And when they went to commercial, I would get an ad from the newspaper and read the newspaper ad.
Yeah.
Now, this is back in the 60s. I started doing that like when I was 7 years old. And when I was 14, I joined a thing called the Radio Explorer Club in WJOB in Hammond, Indiana. So I, as a 14-year-old, did that for 2 years, and then I was hired when I was 16 to do radio, and it was on a Christian station, and they had me do the news during a five-hour Southern Gospel radio show. And that man had been the host for years. Well, I did it for 2 weeks, and he retired. And so the ownership came to me after reading the news for 2 weeks on this Southern Gospel radio show and say, we want you to do it. And so I've been doing it for 40 years ever since. I haven't stopped. And the good thing about it was, is I was very familiar with it. My dad was a preacher, grew up in church, and we were members of the Canaan Record Club. So every month the new Canaan record would come to our house. And
so I was familiar with the Happy Goodmans and Wendy Bagwell and the Sunlighters and the Lewis family and the Florida Boy, you know, the whole list, inspiration. And so they had, they asked the right guy, I think, to do it. At least I was familiar with it.
Yeah.
And boy, I mean, I loved it and love it today. And till the Lord calls me home, I will definitely be involved in radio, Southern Gospel Radio.
Mm-hmm. We are here at the Quartet Convention in the Butler Music Group booth.
Good to have you, by the way.
We want to thank you very much for having us here. We, the Old Time Preachers Quartet has probably grown past what you envisioned when you started.
Oh, yeah.
Because we talked when you were just getting it, getting it going, and you have a new member.
Yeah, Bob Sellers. He was the lead singer for the Kingsmen for several years. Well, he won, you know, the Kingsmen, as he stated to me, they're on the road 225 days a year. And so when you have, you know, wife and kids and all that, I mean, wow, God bless them. And so he said, listen, I've got to be at home, you know, more often. So he's a great singer. So he started doing some solo stuff, and that's what he wants to do and will be doing. But, you know, the quartet does about 60 dates a year, and so he'll probably do that on the solo side. And so between the two of us, he'll get to scratch the quartet itch, do about 120 dates, do about half of what he was doing with the Kingsmen, and home more often.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, just the perfect scenario.
Yeah, that is great.
Yeah.
And the other members in the quartet would be?
Well, we have Tim Owens singing tenor. We have Adam Borden, who sings multiple slots, lead and baritone, plays bass. And then we have, of course, Bob, and then we have myself playing the piano and singing the baritone.
Yeah.
So I think Mike Holcomb. Oh, my goodness, Mike Holcomb. Testing, are we on? I thought I said Mike first, it just hit me. Old 6494, I mean, to me, the greatest bass singer is still walking on the planet today. And it's amazing that I get to stand next to him 60 days a year after playing his music for 40 years.
Right.
And now I stand next to him and sing. I'm absolutely living a dream. I mean, just very blessed.
If he was singing with the Inspirations when
41
you were,
years.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, as I recall... Okay, if I recall correctly, the second song I ever played on the radio in my life was The Inspirations' When I Wake Up to Sleep No More, which we now have as the Old Time Preachers Quartet. It's number 7 in the singing news. And I don't think this is going to happen. This isn't false humility, but it could happen. It could be number 1 with us. And it was number 1 with The Inspirations for 7 consecutive months in the singing news chart. That never, ever happens. And here it is 44 years later with the Old Time Preachers Quartet and the same man that brought it to America through the Inspirations sing it with us.
Yeah.
I'm living in a dream. Pinch me.
That is impressive.
It's crazy.
That is great.
Very blessed. I keep saying it, and I'm... What else can I say?
Blessed, is always good to see you, and we want to thank you for being with us on Gospel Music today.
Love you. Love Gene. Always watch the show every week. Soon as it hits my inbox, I promote it out to all of our lists. You do great work. Thank you for doing it.
Thanks, Les.
Our friends the Williamsons are the cover story in Singing News Magazine this month. The article is called Spreading the Good News, and they are true to that mandate to spread the gospel around the world. It's an honor to know them and to know their heart for the Lord. Group members are Donnie and Lisa Williamson, Darren Hebert, Carl Rice, Bo Chester, and my two favorite girls, Sadie and Olivia Williamson. You can find a link to Singing News at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Spoken Four Quartet will sing at McDonald Memorial Baptist Church in Orange, Texas on April 28 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We're at Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and I'm here with Tanya Rose. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to see you. Second year here,
first year performing.
Okay.
So
we're going to look forward to that this week.
I'm excited about it. I sing tonight, so.
All dressed up and ready to go.
Yeah, I brought the earrings out and everything.
That's right. Got to do those things.
Absolutely.
Now, I see a new CD here, Me, Jesus, and the Highway.
Yes,
tell
ma'am.
Tell me about that name.
Well, that is one of the songs on the CD. And in April of 2016, my husband, who was 45 years old, had a stroke. And I was in the music business, so I came off the road. And in the meantime, I continued to write. But I found that when I was traveling from home to the hospital, from hospital to work, from work to the hospital, back and forth, the only time I really had any alone time was when I was driving from place to place to place. And that's when I did all my praying. And that's where this song came from. It was just me, Jesus, and the highway during that 6 months to a year of recuperation and therapy for my husband and stuff.
Well, I think that would be good encouragement for people who really only have the highway for
absolutely.
Their quiet time.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people say, well, I just don't have time to talk to God or to pray. I'm like, you know, you could do that anytime. And for me personally, it's in the car. I just turn the radio off and just block everything out, and that's my time.
Did you write all the songs on the CD?
I wrote all but three of them.
Okay.
So maybe four. I can't remember.
Okay. What's your favorite song on the CD?
Probably When the Mountain Can't Be Moved, which was the last single.
And why is that?
Because it came from that experience that we had with my husband. And it just talks about, you know, there's going to be mountains that you can't get around, you can't get over. And, you know, God may not necessarily move those mountains, but he's always going to help you find a way to get around it or through it. So that's why.
Well, thank you for being on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I am going to that city far beyond the sky. I have made my reservation for my home on high. My soul was bought at Calvary by the Father's only Son, and he has my mansion ready when my work is done.
God made a way for me beyond the crystal sea. He's coming back someday to take me home to stay. I'll live forevermore beyond the golden shore. Oh, what a wonderful happy day God made a way. Soon my mansion will be ready. I'll be going home. Never more to be discouraged, never more to roam. And on some happy morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and I go to meet my Lord up yonder in the sky.
God made a way for me beyond the crystal sea. He's coming back someday to take me home to stay. I'll live forevermore beyond the golden shore. God made a way for me beyond the crystal sea. Coming back someday, he's gonna take me home to stay. I'll live forever beyond the golden shore. Oh, what a wonderful happy day
God made a way. Marvelous, infinite, beautiful, glorious, wonderful, happy day God made a way.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Mark 209. It is now time for the archives.
This is from a couple of years ago. Mark 209 sang at the beautiful guest house at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. We have exclusive video. That's up next on Gospel Music Today.
That's what we're going to do. When we get there, you got to give it all you got as loud as you can, all right? No cheating on me. Now, here we go.
It's not a mansion with a big iron cape. It's not a Memphis on a roll in a state. But I'm living in style and I think I'll stay. Cause I moved in the day I got saved. I'm living in Graceland.
get her a little bit gooser, get her going, all right? That's what we're going to do here. Now, I'm not driving a pink Cadillac, and I'm not performing in a Las Vegas act, but I'm headed for heaven, and I'm doing well, because I moved out of Heartbreak Hotel. I'm living in Graceland each day of my life. No more worries and no more time. No more time. I'm dwelling in Canaan with no rent to pay. All right, here we go. I'm living in Graceland.
That is a beautiful auditorium at the guest house. And, of course, Elvis himself was a great quartet music fan, and they have Southern Gospel quartets there quite frequently.
They do. And, you know, a lot of our friends go to Graceland every year and to different places on their vacations. And as you plan your vacation for next year, take a look at some of the things in Singing News to see if there's going to be a concert near where you're going. And also look at our website at gospelmusictoday.com.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
You're listening to Ohio Civil Rights Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. Don't go nowhere. We got more music coming your way. Victory is mine. Remember? 10 and Jim Grady, Gospel Music Today.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
From Greenville, South Carolina, this is Gospel Music Today, and we are very glad you could be with us. We have Southern Gospel news coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is the Bobby Bowen family.
I'll be talking to Jack Armstrong of the Bible Tones Quartet, and Dr. Jerry Goff dropped by our booth at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. Jean will be talking to Jerry Goff on today's program. You've been listening to some new music.
Yes, some new CDs, one by the Doddrells and another by a new group called Avenue.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Singing News.
We were in Farmington, Missouri at the Mid-America Gospel Music Association weekend. We heard the Lesters sing, and we will have exclusive video on today's program.
And I don't think we're going to go across too many states for the archives. Where are we going?
From the Southern Gospel weekend a few years ago, we heard One Way Quartet, exclusive video on today's show.
Let's get going.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Chapel Valley Records has added Southern Gospel Trio Surrendered to the label. Surrendered's newest radio single is What Kind of a Man, and they will be recording a new album with Chapel Valley. The Matt Felt CD, based on a true story, has been added to the permanent collection at the Baseball Hall of Fame. The song, The First Baseball Game, featured baseball legend Don Mattingly as a guest. Song Garden Music Group has added the Joneses to the label. The family group is based in Wheelersburg, Ohio. Second Generation has retired as a group. Sisters Brenda Denny and Elaine Robinson and Randy Barnes have been singing as Second Generation since 2005. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Mid-America Gospel Music Association weekend. It was a beautiful weekend. We got to see all the leaves changing color, and the Lesters were there. We had not seen them in a while, but we've got a clip, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
was our first visit to the Mid-America Gospel Music Association weekend, and we really enjoyed it. And, of course, we always love the Lesters.
Yes, we do. Who has the birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Randall Dunaway. Randall sings with his family in the Dunaways, and his birthday is on April 1.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more video coming up from the Lesters at the Mid-America Gospel Music Association weekend. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
Avenue is a new trio made up of Casey Kemp, Corey Lackey, and Jacob Legesse. And they have a new CD titled Songs for Every Mile. This is a CD with great songs on it, and you'll want to keep this one in the car to uplift you. The CD opens with Some Sweet Day and also has One of These Mornings, and That's a How I Know. My favorite is By the Way of the Cross. That's Songs for Every Mile by Avenue.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today.
The Browders and the Hissongs will sing at Elizabeth Baptist Church in Marietta, Georgia on April 12.
If you're looking for a concert near you, you can check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. It's very easy to use. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
God opened the doors for the Bobby Bowen Family Ministry in 2007. This family includes Bobby, his wife Becky, and children Landis, Hope, Faith, Grace, and Justin Loy. Bobby formerly sang with the group Mid-South, and in 1997, Mid-South disbanded, and Bobby stayed at home to serve as sound engineer at his church, and he and Becky started their family. Bobby's vision for his family is to serve and minister to other families in the church. He has shared his convictions, beliefs, and desire with his wife and children that there are so many families in and out of the church that are struggling to stay together, get along, and love each other, and to serve God together. The heart cry of Bowen Family Ministries is to esteem, exhort, and encourage the core of the church, the family. You can find out more about this week's feature group at bobbybowen.com.
We had our cameras at the Mid-America Gospel Music Association weekend. We heard our old friends, the Lesters, and we have exclusive video coming up next on Gospel Music Today.
Everybody would be there at that old sure.
Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Jack Armstrong of the Bible Tones. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were at the Memphis Quartet Show. We spoke to Jack Armstrong of the Bible Tones Quartet, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are in Memphis, Tennessee. This is the Memphis Quartet Show. With me, Jack Armstrong of the Bible Tones Quartet. Jack, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Now, you are a young guy, but this is an old, old quartet. Take me back a little bit to the beginning.
Sure. The Bible Tones were founded in 1957 in Lumberton, Mississippi, by a husband and wife team of Ward and Irene Hurt. Ward moved to Lumberton from Sand Mountain, Alabama. And prior to him moving, he sang bass for the Sand Mountain Quartet. And they had a little unknown pianist named Hovie Lister. I think he kind of figured it out as time went on. But yeah, we have a rich heritage, and we're proud of that.
That is amazing. And 62 years.
Now. 61 this year.
61.
Yes, sir, 1957. We're Mississippi's oldest quartet. It's still going down the road today telling the greatest story that's ever been told.
Wow. What's the current lineup?
Current lineup, singing tenor is Danny Jackson. A lot of people remember Danny from the Steels. Danny was with Jeff when We Want America Back, and a lot of those songs are going there. Danny traveled for a long time. Our lead singer has been with us now for about a year and a half. He's from Wiggins, Mississippi. Chris Bryant's his name. My bass singer has been singing with the Bible Tones for a long time. His name's Glenn Floyd. He's from Mendenhall, Mississippi. We have a band when they can go. My bass player's name's Ken Keys. He comes from Laurel, Mississippi. And, of course, our piano player, everybody knows Andrew Ishii from the Kingsman and Palmetto State, Dixie Echo days. But Andrew is our minister of music at our home church there in Life Church in Laurel, Mississippi. So restricts his travel. So when he can't go, we use tracks. And, of course, I sing baritone and drive and tote equipment, whatever's left. You've already told him my name, Jack Armstrong, and that's us.
We heard you guys at the Southern Gospel Weekend.
Yeah, Oxford, Alabama. That was a great weekend.
That was a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
What a great sound. That was our first time to hear the Bible Tones. Did an excellent job.
Thank you.
And now here you are at the Memphis Quartet
Show. Here we are at Memphis Quartet Show. What a great event.
I know. In a beautiful place this year.
It is. Cannon Center is unbelievable.
The Bible Tones have a CD.
Yes, sir.
And you've had some good runs with singles from that. What's the name of the CD?
It's 60 Years Strong. We did that last year. We decided we were on the way to Greenville, South Carolina, to get on the gospel music, gospel jubilee cruise, and we had a long ride. And, you know, I kind of had the idea in my head, so I bounced it off the guys, and I said, let's do a 60-year anniversary project. Now, we have figured up, we've had over 80 members come through the stage of the Bible Tones through the years, and great singers, but also a lot of great songwriters. So we went back and got a lot of original Bible Tones songs and put them on this 60-year anniversary project entitled 60 Years Strong.
Wow, that is incredible. What's the current single?
Current single is a song entitled That's Why His Grace Is Amazing to Me. It is a song that is not written by a member, but from a lady from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It was first recorded by the group back in the 80s. Her name is Diane McVeigh. She played the piano in the little church. Her husband was a pastor and just wrote a beautiful song entitled That's Why His Grace Is Amazing to Me. And we'd be nowhere without the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd be nowhere without it. And the song has done well. Next month in Singing News, it's number 39, top 40 song for us. And we're very, very proud of it.
Well, the Bible Tones will be on stage tonight at the Memphis Quartet Show.
We're looking forward to it.
We are, too. And Jack Armstrong, we want to thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
Again, thanks for having us.
The Singing News magazine this month has a couple of articles remembering former members of the Blackwood Brothers. Bill Shaw and Jack Marshall recently passed away, and there are two articles about them in the magazine. You can find a link to Singing News at our website, gospelmusictoday.com. We were recently at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and while we were standing in our booth one day, up walked Jerry Goff, and I was able to talk to him, and I believe that's next.
We're at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and I'm here with Dr. Jerry Goff. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Jean. What a joy it is to be standing here with you and your program. We see it, we hear it, we know y'all. It's a joy.
Well, it's always a joy to see you, and I get the honor of working with you and Jan at the Diamond Awards every year, and I absolutely love it. I love working with you guys.
Well, you know what? I need to tell this audience, she makes our work easy. I have never seen anybody so attentive to detail and taking care of everything as you do, Jean. It's just amazing.
We just want to make sure it goes off without a hitch.
Well, we try, don't we?
That's right.
But for those of us who are working behind you, you know, you're our leader there. All we have to do is follow instructions. That's right.
Get up on stage, get off the stage.
That's right. And did you notice something that I called and they did for us this year? Is they put handrails on the stairs.
They did. We had to fight for that, but we got the handrails.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And the older I get, the more I love a handrail.
That's right. I do, too. I wanted to tell you something. Many years ago, I had seen you on television, on the Gospel Music Television, maybe
yes.
here in Pigeon Forge,
uh-huh.
but never saw you in person until we were down at Dollywood one time. And you came in playing your horn during the Kingdom Heirs program, but you sang one of your songs, and you sang, it's a song about He Did It Just For Me.
You got the title perfectly.
And I sat there and bawled, and it just came up on my heart that if there wasn't anybody else that Jesus died for, He died for me.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's so true. Yes, that's how that song was born, out of exactly what you're saying. I was reading John 3:16, For God so loved the world. I said, that's wonderful. But He loved me that He would have come just for me, and just for you, and just for you as well.
That's right.
Wow.
So powerful to all of us.
Thank you. Thank
and that's
you.
Been so powerful to me. It's been nice just visiting with you tonight. And there's a lot going on here at Creekside. I know
yes.
you're doing a special thing for Arthur Rice
that's
tonight.
Right. That's right.
The Diamond Awards tomorrow night.
That's right.
We're going to be tired by Wednesday.
Oh. I know that for sure.
But thank you for being on Gospel Music.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. And we love you folks so very much. You and Ken are precious to the gospel's music industry. God
thank
bless you.
Thank you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Commonwealth Quartet will sing at Cecilia Baptist Church in Cecilia, Kentucky on April 27 at 7 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We're at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and I'm with Yvonne and Alexia Dodrill from the Dodrill family. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you for having us.
Now there is a new CD out. I have it right here. It's called Look Up. Tell me about it. How about the songs that are on it? Are they written by?
I wrote the title song, Look Up. My favorite song on the album is All My Hope, which was written by David Crowder and Ed Cash. So it is a cover of the of David Crowder's song, but it was so worth it.
Yeah.
We don't sound anything like him, so.
Why is that so important to you?
Oh, it's just kind of our testimony. No matter what you go through, Jesus is all of our hope.
So, that's exactly
yeah.
right.
That's the message.
What's your favorite song?
Mine would be In Times Like These.
Why is that?
Because it fits every situation that we go through. In times like these, we just go to the Master. And so it really touches me. I'm going to get emotional just talking about it.
Well, I love watching all of you on stage, the whole family. Tell me a little bit about the whole family, everybody that's
right.
in the group.
All right. Well, it's Luke and myself. We're the co-conspirators in this group, and we have five kids. Alexia is our oldest, and then we have Erica, our middle child. She sings alto. Lexi sings alto. And then we have Annie, who's our baby girl. She sings soprano, and then Gabe is our baby, and they say he's spoiled because he's the only boy.
Well, thank you for being on our show today.
Well, thank you for having
telling us.
Us
about the Dodrill family. That's Look Up.
I was raised on the Bible, on that Mill Hill years ago. And when it came to praise and worship, they'd load us up and we would go. Sometimes it was there in our front room. this is the life we want for you. Son, live your life for Jesus and tell the world what God can do. Mother passed away, I began to stray.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear One Way Quartet. It is now time for the archives.
This is from a few years ago at the Southern Gospel Weekend in Oxford, Alabama. We heard One Way Quartet, and we have exclusive video up next on Gospel Music Today.
Are you going to heaven with me? Are you going to heaven with me? Going to heaven with me? I said now, hey everybody, are you going to heaven with me? Are you going to heaven to see my Lord?
Well, I know that I'm going there just as soon as he calls my name. I can't wait to get there and lay down his earthly shame. But I just got to wondering if you will be there too. So listen closer to me, my friend, I got a question for you. Can't get to my living good. Ain't no money gonna buy your way. It's not through religion, it's only by amazing grace. You see, Jesus died to save you. You must be born again. If you give your life to Him, He forgive you all your sins.
For all of your sins. Hey, everybody, are you going to heaven with me? Are you going to heaven with me? Going to heaven with me? I said now, hey, everybody, are you going to heaven with me? Are you going to heaven to see my Lord?
Well, I'm going to see my mama, and I'm going to see my dad. And I'm going to see my wife and kids. Oh, I know I'm going to be so glad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to see my neighbor. And I'm going to see my friend.
Yes,
hallelujah. I'm going to see my Jesus there. Oh, my joy will never end.
Hey, everybody, are you going to heaven with me?
Are you going to heaven with me?
Going to heaven with me?
I'm singing now.
Hey, hey, everybody, are you going to heaven? Are you going to heaven to see my Lord? Oh, yeah. Are you going to heaven to see my Lord? My Lord. Are you going to heaven
to see my Lord? Everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Are you going to heaven?
Hey, everybody.
Are you going to heaven?
Hey, everybody.
Are you going to heaven?
Hey, everybody. Are you going to see? Are you going up to heaven?
Hey,
see my Jesus with me?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we want to thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us on the show. Tell your friends about the show. We would love for them to see it too.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are, God is right there with you. You're listening to House Seat Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. You can find us all over the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/house-production-gospel. We are your internet radio station. Sit back and relax and enjoy more of House Seat Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to House Seat Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. House Seat Production Gospel, we are your internet radio.